Bears Roundtable is powered by Xfinity.
The Bears have to reclaim Soldier Field. If you look over the last few years, that hasn't been the case. You got to win your home games. There's a formula to go to the playoffs, and I know a lot of people out there do not have great expectations for this edition of Bears, but you never can assume that. I mean, there are going to be five or six new playoff teams this year like there are every year, and there's nothing stopping this team from doing that. You know, when that catches fire, early in the season, middle of the season, late in the season, I don't care, but it can happen. And you have to claim Soldier Field. So you win seven out of your eight home games or six out of your eight home games is necessary, and they have to stop these bad streaks. We talked about the Packers streak. There's a streak brewing that way with the Detroit Lions. You know, the Minnesota Vikings haven't been able to come here and win much, but you gotta that division's tough. And so you gotta start reclaiming both. You gotta throw a stake in the ground and mark your territory.
Yeah. And you know, and it's gonna start with the way the coordinators get their plans started this week. You know, Adam Gase, we talked about the Bears and their running game. You gotta have faith in your running game. Even though you wanna throw the ball a lot, you have to have faith in your running game is gonna do the job. You have to have faith in Vic Fangio scheming against the Green Bay offense. But I think one of the keys here and the essential is you gotta have to have quality play out of your special teams. They gotta create field position, they gotta create confidence that your first down territory is winning first down, and it is. It's gonna be about all three phases. You can't lean on any one aspect of this team.
I was very impressed with the special teams, especially after last year. I felt that was a huge area to improve, and another area in the preseason, and I know it's just the preseason, but Bears were +9 in turnover ratio. Mm-hmm. 10 takeaways, 1 giveaway. If they can do that or anything close to that this season, it's going to be successful.
Well, see, that's an attitude to me, is the turnover ratio. A guy's thinking about that in football, and that'll carry over from preseason to the regular season.
One fumble and 220 carries this preseason.
And no points in the second half of any of the four games. Right. Again, it's just preseason, but
this
it's
is the
a mentality.
Is when we went to the last preseason game and you saw the guys that have been getting the least amount of reps, having the most amount of reps
ran
in the game,
through brick
they
walls.
Were ready.
Yeah,
they were prepared mentally, physically. And that's what I like, the imprint or the footprint of the coaches are leaving on these players.
You know, I was talking about being physical on defense. You have to be that on offense. The rookie running back from Michigan State, Langford. I'm impressed with him, how he's a physical runner. He hits that hole fast. Matt Forte is going to be as great as usual this year, I expect. And so you're going to get a little depth there. And I know Fox likes multiple running backs in the system. So,
you know, one thing about the running game and the mentality of every offensive player is you got to be able to run the ball even when your opponent knows you're going to run the ball.
Absolutely.
And that's what we're talking about here, is you got to be able to break the huddle, go to the line of scrimmage, and go, all right, we're going to get another 4, and then after that, we're going to get another 4.
Right, and that's what motivates an offensive line to go out and dominate. And that's what I like about this coaching staff and offense. They're teaching guys to go out and dominate their opponent. So I like what I'm seeing so far in this preseason. I hope it carries over for Sunday.
Packers like to run the ball, too, and they have a big thumper, of course, in Eddie Lacy, and James Starks is a well-regarded back, maybe underrated in many aspects. So against a new 3-4, and I've asked you guys this before, but just refresh my memory and the fans watching this. What are the challenges and the benefits and the difficulties of running against a 3-4 defense like you will at the Green Bay Packers?
I mean, running the ball against a 3-4 defense, I don't think is difficult at all. I think it's harder for the guards. The guards, I believe, when the whole thing is getting movement on the nose guard. You got to move the nose off his spot. And the whole thing is you have to be able to – the guard has to help the center a little bit, a hand, but then the guard has his responsibilities as a linebacker. He has to have his shoulders square. So I believe in the running game, you have to play with extension, with your arms extended. If the guard will come in and give a shoulder to the nose guard, he's not going to be face up on the linebacker that's going to come and smash his face right there and stuff the hole. So it's a little technique. That'll be an interesting thing to watch.
Let me tell you something.
The
biggest
Jay needs help.
The biggest advice I ever got from Jay, when I started playing guard, Jay goes, remember, do my job first and then go do your own. But there's a little bit of seriousness to it.
Yeah.
Because when you have a ball, there's a separation of a linebacker from here, from this distance. If I can go here and get a running start at that guard, you should always, like I said, you got to create that 2.5 to 3.5 yards for the running back, and then he's going to get a yard and a half. You know, but going into this year, I'm glad we're talking about multiple backs for the Bears, Because last year, Matt Forte, he was the savior at the running back position for everything. Right. You can't have it. You need to have Jeremy Langford. You need to have Kadeem Carey. You need to have Jacquez Rogers. All these guys contributing. That's the way you're going to be physical.